This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Program still proceeding quite a lot. Radisson Blue Hotel. It's day one of the SA Summer School on Intellectual Property and Transfer of Technology. And with me, I've got one of the organizers of this conference here for the next few days. In fact, it's a whole 2 weeks. So he's going to tell us as to what is what to expect in Velo.
Yeah, and also, if I may, maybe if we could just pass this through, maybe I want to know if maybe you want to, well, maybe you want to be part of the conference. How can you do that? Is there maybe a streaming platform? Because I know there is us, but is there another way
of connecting?
Yeah.
Definitely no. Dr. Lungwane is here, Deputy Director in the Technology Transfer Office. Yeah, I hope I'm saying it correctly. Doc, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Awetu.
Really appreciate your time, Doc. I hope you have energy, hey? Because
not drained as yet, but I still have a bit of energy.
You still have a bit. You'll need more. You'll need more because
it's the first day, so 9 more days to come. So
9 more days
to go. So yeah,
we're counting down. But thank you so much, Doc. Maybe if you can just give us a bit of a background for someone who doesn't know, because I know that you, as the office, are hosting this summer school for the second time in a row. But just a bit of a background. When you speak of summer school, SA Summer School, what exactly are we speaking about?
So thank you for the question. Yes, we are hosting the 17th summer school. So we did host the 16th summer school on IP and technology transfer in 2024. So this it is indeed our second summer school in a row. Maybe a bit of a background in terms of what the summer school is aiming to achieve. I think you are aware of us being advancing in technology, not only South Africa, but the whole world. We speak of fourth industrial revolution. We want to ensure that we are a country that is able to produce or manufacture its own kind of technologies. But without IP, which is intellectual property, basically we are not at a safe space. So we need to ensure that young professionals, innovators, researchers, they are indeed equipped with the knowledge on how they can go about protecting their idea. So in general, maybe the background or the whole purpose of the summer school is to ensure that we do disseminate information about intellectual property, the various form of intellectual property that one can find in an invention.
Yes. To get you to where we are now, Doc, it's the first day of the conference. How did we get here in terms of the delegates that are here, the people who will be receiving their certificates at the end of the conference? How did we get to choose the people that are here in this conference here today? Yeah.
Very good question. This is a very special program. We don't take any participant because, you know, when you are hosting a conference or a summit like this, people will want to use it as a tourism kind of opportunity. But here, we start early as of January, where we open up an application for participants or prospective participants that are interested in our IP. There's a course that they sit for an 6 months approximately, just to equip themselves prior to them being selected. And once they have enrolled in that particular course, which is called Distance Learning or IP Management, which is offered by WIPO Academy, who are the custodian of the program. So basically, after they have attended the course, they then write an exam. So for them to basically be selected to the program, they need to pass, at least obtain a mark of 50 and above. So that is how we then select the participant as to who will come to South Africa for those that are outside of South Africa.
And I think now this connects with the question that Umvelo asked here with us. The question of is it open to the public or is just those who participated or wrote online when it comes to online? Because maybe other people think that it's the same as it's on Teams or something. So is it open to the public or is it just enclosed to only the people that are participating online?
For the purpose of the certificates, we will say is kind of close to them because they've already obtained a pass on the DL450 course, which is particularly on IP management.
Yes.
But we are lucky to host it in hybrid. So if people want to equip themselves with an IP knowledge and so forth, they are able to attend online. So it is open to the public, but indeed they're not going to get a certificate for participation or for attendance.
So there's a link for that they can follow and actually watch live what is happening here inside.
There is a link, I think soon. You are reminding me that we need to post it on the university notice system. So whoever who want to join in and get skills on intellectual property, how do you take idea from the lab to the market or to the industry? Because we believe that we are no longer at the stage where you need to do research for basically publications, but you want to conduct a research that have impact. It can be a commercial impact or it can be your social impact, but as long as your research make impact. So you need to know how to go about this. And this program particularly, it will equip our community in terms of how to go about protecting our idea for the better future of South Africa and the country as a whole.
Definitely. Doc, how far did you reach, how far is your reach, Yale Conference Day? And in terms of the participants, maybe you can just highlight a few from different countries or institutions.
Look, we have very diverse participants in attendance. First, I'll talk about the interest that we received at first. We had about 400 registered participants, but obviously we had to filter down to about 130-something that passed the exam. And again, we only had to accommodate about 80 participants that should come in South Africa, including all South Africans and other international participants.
Yes.
We have people from Rwanda, we have people from Namibia, we have people from Japan, China. You mentioned people from Nigeria. I'm not sure I'll be repeating some countries, but we have people from all neighboring countries within the continent and outside of Africa.
That is good, Doc. And, maybe before I let you go, what can we expect in the next 2 weeks? And maybe highlights a few speakers on top of mind?
Okay, so today what is going to be the highlight is just to look into technology advancement. That is a speaker who is well known for artificial intelligence, Dr. Craig Wing. He's going to deliver a topic on artificial intelligence and the fourth industrial revolution. Because if you look into AI, there is always a question as to if you develop something with artificial intelligence, who's the owner of the IP? Because is it the tool, the AI tool, or is it the person who instruct the tool to perform something? So those are something that we'll be unpacking today. Going forward, we're going to be looking into different strategies that you can use to protect an idea. We're going to be looking different strategies as to how do you go from lab to market? How do you take your product to reach out to the market? And how do you formulate the industry kind of a collaboration? Because we need the research to be informed by industry needs so that whenever that we do research, we ensure that it reaches the public. It reaches the end users who are the industry. So the university is able to make money. And obvious, there is a benefit sharing agreement for the innovator. You are not saying that when you product reach the market, you forget, you know. The IPRF basically stipulated that we should have a benefit sharing with academics who innovate and their ideas are commercialized.
Kimwana, thank you so much. I don't want to keep you for long. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT
Radio.
We appreciate your time. Yes, Ngolo, that was Uto.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.